Translate this site into your preferred language. Look for our Google Translator in our homepage, diningwithjesus.net. Traduce este sitio en tu idioma preferido. Busca nuestro traductor de Google en nuestra página de inicio via diningwithjesus.net. Pastor Chris White says to all of you, "Hello, my friends. May the Lord bless you today. Hola, mis amigos. Que el Señor los bendiga." The Bible is the Word of God written to His people and, as such, it contains everything we need to be complete, 2 Timothy 3:15-17. Part of the everything we need is comfort. The Bible has a lot to say about comfort and has many passages that comfort us in life's tough times. Yes, the Bible comforts us. Life is fraught with many difficulties. We all experience setbacks in one way or another. Sometimes they are sudden, sometimes they are gradual. Maybe we have suffered the death of a loved one or been forsaken by a loved one. Maybe our health is poor or our finances are uncertain. Whatever the difficulties, they affect all of us at some point in our lives, and the Bible states that this is inevitable, Job 5:7, Genesis 3:17, Proverbs 22:8. The Bible is the Word of God, Isaiah 55:11, written by God's servants under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, 2 Peter 1:21, and provided as both a guide and an aid to our daily living. How does the Bible comfort us? Perhaps the most important aspect of God's Word is the promises that are contained within, promises that the Lord makes to those who are prepared to trust Him. It is these promises that bring comfort, promises that feed off the weakest spark of saving faith to provide the reward of comfort, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. There are many promises in the Bible that have to be combined with faith to be realized, for without faith it is impossible to please God, the provider of comfort in times of trouble, Hebrews 11:6, 2 Corinthians 1:5, Psalm 46:1. Clearly, the promises of God cannot be appropriated in the same way by the unbelieving, with whom God is angry continually, Psalm 7:11. Nevertheless, it is because of God's grace, through the work of regeneration that happens at conversion, that these promises are realized and become the very fuel that spurs His people on to greater faith and greater obedience. These things go hand in hand. We trust God's promises, and He has promised to reward us accordingly with joy, peace, and comfort, intangible things that the world can never supply. One of the greatest ways the Bible comforts is Isaiah 26:3. Embrace it in faith, asking for the Lord's help, and there will be no disappointment. Thank you to Got Questions Ministries. Copyright 2002 to 2019 Got Questions Ministries. All rights reserved.